This is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. Before we get to our regular roundtable, another look at American justice and exonerations. We just spoke with Timothy Atkins. He spent 23 years behind bars for a murder he didn't commit. The California Innocence Project helped free him. Justin Brooks is the project's director. He says they're thrilled with Atkins' release, but there's always more work to be done.
We put together more than 1,000 cases a year. We get more requests than that, many, many more requests. But there's at least 1,000 cases that go through my office where someone is claiming they're innocent and they're in the state of California. And we start investigating each one of those cases. Now, the majority of the cases fall apart and we're not able to do anything for them, not because we don't believe they're innocent, but there's just not the evidence to prove it. And I have a team of law students who work for me, and they go out and investigate these cases and talk to witnesses and go to evidence labs and try to figure out, is the evidence out there that we can prove this person's innocent?
There's so much. I mean, if you look on TV with things like the CSI franchise, there's so much focus on blood evidence, DNA evidence, things like that. Timothy Atkins' case was not a DNA-related case. It was about eyewitness testimony. Is that a harder kind of case to tackle than one that's a DNA-based case?
The non-DNA cases are much more difficult. In cases like Timothy's, we've got to track down witnesses and kind of cobble together a case which is going to be compelling to a judge to reverse a conviction. And that's a remarkable thing to ask for. At trial, the prosecution bears the burden of proof. In my cases, I bear the burden of proof. So we've got to come in and present overwhelming evidence to the judge. And with non-DNA cases, that's very difficult.
The Innocence Project has gotten more and more visibility, and the issue of whether or not people who are incarcerated are guilty as convicted has gotten more and more profile. Has your work become easier or harder or just different over time?
It's just as hard. I mean, I'm very angry about Timothy's case, and I seem to be angry at the end of all these cases. The district attorney took, first of all, the full 60 days to decide if they were going to re-prosecute, and then they walked in the courtroom and said, we still believe he's guilty, but we're not going to pursue it. And then everybody goes home. And instead, what we need to do with these cases is see what went wrong, because there was a murder in this case. So the crime did occur. And there were a lot of problems with Timothy's case, and we can learn from that. There were significant problems with cross-racial identification that the system just refuses to recognize, and that people in general refuse to recognize that they have trouble identifying people not of their own race. There's problems with jailhouse snitches, and other countries have banned the use of jailhouse snitches because we know they're completely unreliable. And there's problems with the way the police obtain statements, like this statement from Denise Powell. So what the district attorney's office should do and the LAPD should do is examine cases like Tim and find out what went wrong. When a plane crashes, we go and we figure out why did the plane crash. We don't just keep sending planes in the air. And the justice system doesn't work like that. The plane crashes and then we just move on. And when district attorneys walk into the courtroom and say, we still believe they're guilty, even after we've definitively shown their innocence, it's just egos stopping them from doing something about it.
That was Justin Brooks, project director for the California Innocence Project, based at the California Western School of Law in San Diego.